That means you've got some fantastic parks and green spaces in Kent that are really good quality, well maintained, clean and safe places for people to go, and it's a guarantee of quality.
And what does it take to receive a Green Flag Award?
It takes a lot of work by the people who run parks, by the local authorities or the land managers, whoever's running that park. It's a really high standard. It's an international standard now. And it just means that they've put in a lot of time and effort to make the park the very best it can be, managing it well, managing it sustainably, great planting, great facilities, everything that you really want from a good quality park.
And 36 parks for Kent, does that seem like a lot?
It's there's a lot of parks across the country. We've got a record number of parks this year. We've got 1,970 parks have got a green flag across the country, but Kent's up there with the best.
Fantastic. And again, why do you think we deserve to be among the best?
Because of the work that's being put in. It's as simple as that. You know, it's about creating the best possible green space for people to get out and enjoy. You know, we know that millions of people in this country go out and use their parks and green spaces every day. We know how beneficial it is for people's health and well-being, and it makes you feel better. That's why people go into parks and green spaces. With the Green Flag Award, it means you know you're going to a safe and clean place.
Absolutely, and there's a few parks in particular. Samfire in Dover, for example, it's receiving its 14th Green Flag. How proud should we be of that, and why do you think it's been able to be so consistent?
Well, it's obviously been really well run and should be incredibly proud to get that. To get the award for that many years on the run is testament to some really, really good quality management of a park.
So why do you think it's so important that we maintain such clean and high standards for our parks?
Because they're really important. Parks are really important. More people visit a park every year than voted at the last general election. They are an incredibly valuable national resource, if you like, that we have, and people forget that. They take them for granted, and they shouldn't, because they are so important. And you know, they're free places that people can go and enjoy. You don't have to be able to have to travel far to go to these places. You don't have to pay to get into them. You can just walk in there, whether you're 3 years old and want to go and play on the swings, or you're 80 years old and want to go and sit in the sunshine and just get out and see, you know, some really beautiful spaces. And they are a national asset, and we should be really proud of them.